Hello everyone, welcome back to a new episode of the Sensory Podcast. And today I'm going to dissect a topic in coffee that contributes to the overall coffee experience. After talking about the acidity in coffee in a previous podcast, as well as astringency, and with all our previous episode on flavor, the third aspect after flavor and acidity is body. And that's what we're going to talk about today. What is body, how to define body, and how to describe body, and why and how body is modified along the process. As usual, the objective of this podcast on the coffee sensory is to bridge the gap between the coffee professional world, all that geekiness that we can have sometime, and find an easy way to understand for a coffee lover or someone who just want to enjoy specialty coffee. And so today, the focus will be on body, texture, or viscosity. All those words that we define, we use to describe that sort of feeling, right? So here's the kind of summary. We are going to talk first about definitions. What is the definition of body according to SCA? Then a more sort of down-to-earth definition about the mouthfeel. And then we will talk about the experience of body. What are all those words? What attributes we're using to describe the body? And also redefine body, sort of, because it is sometimes a little bit unclear when we look at the flavor wheel. There's no, you know, no sign of body. So how to sort of organize our mind and organize our lexicon to describe a body. And of course, we will explain, you know, how to modify body, which is something we always kind of already touch base on it in a brew with Memley or roast with Memley episodes. But I'm just going to add another layer on how body is modified or how we can change the body in coffee. So for that episode, I based all those kind of words and research on a different book about neurogastronomy, as well as coffee minds, and also personal experience and personal experiment with coffee roasting and cupping. So according to this, yeah, and this is the Specialty Coffee Association definition, the quality of the body is based upon a tactile feeling of the liquid in the mouth, especially perceived between the tongue and the roof of the mouth. Most coffee with basically heavy body may also receive a high score in terms of quality due to the presence of melanoidins or brew colloids and sucrose. So those are long chain molecules that contributes to that texture, basically. Whenever a molecule or an aromatic is long in terms of length, or carbon structure, it usually indicates a higher body. Some samples with lighter body may also have a sort of pleasant feeling in the mouth. However, coffee expected to be high in body, like Southeast Asian coffee or Sumatran coffee, or coffee expected to be low in body, like sometimes Mexican coffee or African coffee, can receive a high quality score, even though the intensity is different. And that's where it creates some misunderstanding, even in the coffee industry, because we have this body and this sort of tactile sensation of heaviness and lightness, but then they can have the same score on the quality side. And that's why we are here, to kind of dissect a little bit more what goes into body. And here, I'll kind of give a more definition about the mouthfeel. The mouthfeel is more a tactile experience, and it's really similar to the sense of touch, right? When you are touching a material, you are not experiencing the heaviness or the lightness of that material. You are experiencing maybe the smoothness, the softness, the roughness of that material, right? When you are like different sort of fabric, that's kind of easy way to understand how wool feels different than polyester, in the touch. You don't know if the wool is heavier or lighter than the polyester, but you feel it differently. So imagine the feeling of touching as opposed to the smooth surface in your finger. Well, we have a similar experience in drinking a cup of coffee. Or another experience is something I really love, it's peanut butter, right? You have the crunchy and the smooth, but they have very similar heavy, it's quite a coating body texture in terms of weight, but the feeling is different between the greedy sensation of the crunchy peanut butter and the more smooth peanut butter. So that's way we describe mouthfeel as opposed to the heaviness or the lightness of the body. Now, once we know what is basically now body or mouthfeel, we already kind of differentiate and created a little separation. It's a difference between the weight and also the sensation, right? And but how you experience it is also a little bit different. And here I'm going to give some terms, some words that we can use to describe attributes on how we experience, basically, like a little suggestion about how to experience or describe body. So body in itself is really that perception of thickness or the viscosity in a brew, right? That's body. Thick or not thick. High body, just imagine something really, really heavy that press onto your tongue. The lowest body is water. Just drink water, that's very, very low body. And then in that scale, right, you have water, then a little bit after tea. Tea is also a lot of water in tea. So tea is right, a little bit heavier than water. Then you have a juice, which is partly water and something that you squeeze on, and then syrup. Syrup has less water concentration. Then you have milk or something a little bit more milky, and then it's a little bit more creamy, coating, and very viscous. And so basically, the less water is contained in a solution, the higher the body. It's as simple as this. Now, the mouthfeel. We have a lot of words to describe it, right? Some positive attributes are viscous, coating, the smoothness, dense, silky. You see, silky is not really a weight, it's really a sensation, versus creamy or velvety, which are more like a weight. Oiliness, so like that little oily sensation, that's also a mouthfeel. Buttery is also a mouthfeel more than actually a, it can be both actually, but I will categorize it more into the mouthfeel and the fullness sensation as well. That's why sometimes you hear people talking about a coffee that is a little bit empty or full or round. This is more on that mouthfeel. In other more negative mouthfeel or sensation attributes, you have gritty. The gritty is like that little, almost not dryness, but it's a bit of like the crunchiness, grittiness of a food, for example. The roughness, that's definitely a more sensation based word than just a viscosity one. Or chalkiness, any dirtiness, slimy, etc., etc. Those can have a similarity in the texture, the body, sorry, but they are different. The more the words describe the sensation. And so, after categorizing the body with the thickness, we can categorize sensation in, I would say, two to three subcategories. You have the coating aspect of it. I don't know if coatiness is a word, but the coating aspect. And this is basically is due to the fat covering the nose and the mouth and the tongue. So something high coating is usually a cream, and something low coating is typically a very light juice or a skim milk, for example. So this is like the power of spread, sort of, or density. That's more the coating effect. of a coffee. The grittiness is really a, it's a little bit easier to understand. It's that sensation that you have some physical thing in the mouth. Like if you are drinking a little bit too much of the Jezve Ibrik, you have some grounds in the mouth, and that is very gritty. Even if you have some unfiltered, or if you drink side by side a metal filter versus a paper filter, the metal filter seems slightly grittier than the clean paper filter brew. And that's because you let some fines to pass through, and you feel that there's some solid element in the experience. The last part is more about the astringency, which can be, it's I consider astringency as part of aftertaste texture. Except if you have a very high astringency, then you feel it on the texture, on the body. Oh, sorry, yeah, on the yeah, the mouthfeel, not on the body. But I would keep astringency that we talked earlier in another podcast as part of the aftertaste. And I would like to keep the body just, or the mouthfeel, just on the coating and grittiness aspect. And so how now? Now we've seen some definition, we gave some explanation on the detail, basically the subcategories of the body or the mouthfeel. Now how can we categorize it? How can we sort of speak about it? So the mouthfeel can be divided into certain subcategories. You have the temperature, which it's something that we haven't mentioned because it's kind of high or low temperatures, a little bit straightforward to grasp, is really that temperature feeling. It's based on our sensory, and when you are drinking or eating something, the hotness, the temperature aspect is part of the I think it's called it somatosensory, so the sensory of touch. You have all that grittiness and coating aspect that is part also on that mouthfeel, and the body. And the body is, you can divide into the weight and this sort of viscosity aspect that we mentioned earlier. So when you describe body, really, and that's more towards coffee, right? You can describe it, the temperature of the coffee, but you know that the temperature will decrease. The grittiness is quite straightforward. It's, is it gritty or not? It's yes or no. Same thing for astringency. If it's part of the mouthfeel, which I sometimes there's a fine line between that and the aftertaste. Is it astringent or a little dry or not? And on the body, that's where most of the conversation and a debate can be, because you can now divide body into the sensation, the viscosity, and the weight. So the weight is really high or low, and this is a little bit more straightforward when you compare it to coffee versus the viscosity, which is a little bit more about the sensation that we mentioned earlier. So now that we describe a little bit more about body, we know that body is basically that tactile sensation, that thickness, and the mouthfeel is a combination of two. What do we do? Well, when we score the coffee, we score actually the mouthfeel and not the weight of the liquid. That's why those 90 plus coffees are usually in the medium texture, sometimes even light for some certain geishas, versus the very, very thick bodies are not necessarily the best scoring body in according to the SEA. And that's because when we score coffee, we score more about the quality than the weight, which will reflect as well on the balance, which is the last part that we will discuss in another podcast. But here, I really want to focus on the mouthfeel and body. Now, how to change body? Why body changes? Well, As in any other episodes of the sensory podcast, whether it's about the acidity or the aftertaste or the flavor that I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, it's first based on the terroir, the origin, the elevation, and especially the variety. The species of coffee that we're using impact tremendously that perceived texture. Provided that the roast and the brew and everything is the same, a Robusta will be much thicker than an Arabica, for example. And within Arabica, a bourbon-related varietal or cultivar will be much thicker than an Ethiopian Landrette or Typica. It is what it is. It's mostly due to the internal structure and the poly and the monosaccharides that contributes to the sweetness aspect, but also those melanoidins that we develop during roasting, as well as the lipid content. The fat content obviously creates more texture. So the internal structure of the bean basically is what changes the body and has the most impact on it. Then is the roast. And on the roast, usually a more development time tend to have a bigger body until a point where if for some very, very dark roast, you start losing that texture actually. But usually the more developed a coffee is, especially if you are ranging from light to medium or medium dark, from a light roast to medium dark, you are gaining much more body, also bitterness, etc. But on the texture, solely on the texture, you have more weight as you are as you're extending that development phase after the crack. And when you brew, it's usually with the brew time, right? A finer grind size usually drip longer, so you usually increase the body in the coffee, but you're losing some complexity. You know that you are always trading off something when we brew. And for immersion brew, well, the longer you steep it, the more texture you will get. And that's basically how you play with the body and how you balance that triptych. Always think that when you are modifying something, it's either impacting flavor, acidity, or body all the time. And so that's how you can play with body when you brew at home your coffee. So to sum up, we can divide the mouthfeel into basically two main subcategories: the weight, which is high body or low body, and the viscosity, which is more the tactile sensation, the mouthfeel sensation with the smoothness, the grittiness, the coating, and a more sensory-based and sensation-based approach, more touch-based approach to the coffee experience. That's why you can have some low to medium body scoring really high versus a high body scoring poorly in that body little part in the Specialty Coffee Association cupping form. So when you are drinking coffee, focus on the weight. It's the easiest way to assess, right? When you drink a coffee, it's kind of also almost automatic how to compare two coffees based on the weight itself. And then focus on how it feels in your tongue as it travels from the tip of the tongue to the end of the tongue until you swallow it. Does it feel a little bit gritty? Typically, like those metal filters give you that little grittiness in the coffee. Is it smooth? A well-roasted, well-developed, well-brewed coffee gives this really smooth texture to it. Is it a little bit thin, right? Some very short brew, usually you can have some little thin aspect of it. Is it dry as well? That dryness or astringency, you can feel it both in body and in aftertaste. And usually it's a result of either very dark roast or very light roast or a very short brew. Sometimes you can have this dryness, think about like red wine or black tea sometimes, that kind of pulling your tongue. It feels like or someone is sending your tongue almost. It's a little bit extreme, but that's a sensation of astringency in that sort of mouthfeel sensation. So that was about body. It's a longer episode of past 20 minutes now, but I hope that now you understand what is body, what is mouthfeel, what are those words, and the attributes, the lexicon we use to describe body and mouthfeel, how the body is actually scored based on the mouthfeel. I know we call it body in the SCA cupping score, but what we're really referring to is really the mouthfeel, because we have the mouthfeel and the weight that contributes to that body, and so for that score, it's really about the quality over the quantity of the liquid, of that weight. And the reason why some bodies, some coffees weigh more or less can be due to the species, the terroir, as well as the roast and the brew. I hope you learned something. If you have any question, feel free to ask us, and we'll see you next time to kind of wrap this up with the concept of balance in coffee. Thank you very much, and see you next time.